There is a new approach to collecting watershed wide stream and lake data, and here to talk about it is Elena Berg. She's the Water Plan Coordinator for the county, and Biz Clark. She's with the Cook County Coalition of Lake Associations. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, so this is a new approach. I read a little bit about it, and we're talking about Finland, Grand Marais, Cook County areas, and this is coming up next year, and it's called Intensive Watershed Monitoring. What does that mean?
I'll try to answer that question. I was kind of struck by something that Laura Erickson said yesterday morning about mortality rates of loons on Lake Superior. And then this morning, somebody mentioned something about the lack of productivity or lower productivity of walleyes on Lake Mille Lacs. I mean, that's our place. Lake Mille Lacs is a place for walleyes. And we've noticed this on some of the lakes here in Cook County, too. So we first take a look at water. What's going on in the water? And we've done a lot of water testing in the county. I think we have one of the finest surface water testing programs going, thanks to Soil and Water and cooperation of our Coalition of Lake Associations. But we need to look further than that. We need to look at what's going on in the land, because what's going on in the land is going to affect what's going on in the water. So that is what's going to happen with this project starting sometime in the spring.
What's going on the land means it's going into the water, right?
Well, yep, because water goes downhill.
Yeah, and everything above it, yeah. This is a long process. As I understand, it's going to take, you're going to be looking at this for, what, 10 years?
It is. 10 years is the MPCA will be working on this project, and they're doing this project throughout the state. There's 81 eight-digit HUCs, hydrological unit codes, that they're working with. So we'll be starting on the Lake Superior North this year, and the Soil and Water Conservation District with the Coalition of Lake Associations in Cook County here, we're going to be working together for the next 2 years. Years doing civic engagement and helping out with monitoring. And then the MPCA, they are doing the primary work. We're just helping them along. And then they will work for 4 years collecting data, analyzing the data, creating a report, and then following up with best management practices, what can be implemented, how do we maintain. So it's a long process if you really want a good, thorough job, which is what they're working for.
So it's study the situation first and then make some recommendations based on what you find. What do you think you're going to find?
Well, that's hard to know. Some of the things that we've been looking at most recently in our lakes, of course, is failed septic systems, mm-hmm. which cause a lot of phosphates getting into our water. And from that point, we have algae blooms and things that impact our fisheries and impact all of the stuff that our fish eat. And we're going to be putting into our area up here into the forest and working on our streams a number of scientists, hydrologists, biologists, looking at all the factors that could possibly influence what's going on in our lakes. So we'll have thorough coverage of all of these major watersheds. You probably know we're already doing some, and that's Poplar River. Mm-hmm. Intensive look at Poplar River for the last, 3-4 years, Elena?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then the Flute Reed River, too.
Yeah, the Flute Reed folks have been concerned a lot about mud and that kind of stuff. And, of course, with the Poplar River, the slump. But I've talked with both of you before about this, but what about the average guy, the landowner? And I know, Biz, you're concerned about that with the association. We put things on our lawns and we do things to our surrounding lakeshore that we shouldn't be doing.
That's a great question. Kind of a hot topic, too. You know, and it's not just lakes. You have to think about your streams and your rivers. It's a hard question to answer, but the average everyday guy, you know, you think about it, you mow your lawn all the way down to the lake because you want that view and that's why you moved there and you're so excited, everybody's running around in the water. But then you have to remember everything you do on the lawn and it rains, and we get some nice heavy rains here, which is great, but it doesn't all go into the ground. Some of it sticks on the grass, and then it'll flow into your lake. Well, where's it going to go? It doesn't have anywhere to go in that water. I mean, it's going to settle down the bottom of the water. Then you take your motorboat out, and you spin it around, and it stirs up that sediment, and it starts to release some of those chemical, you know, some of those nutrients into the water, and then that starts to cause problems. So you have to realize what you're doing. It's not always, I mean, it looks great, but it may not be the healthiest for your water. So creating a buffer, something to collect that whatever you might be putting on your lawn before it hits the water, so it's collecting on the grasses, on the vegetation right before your lake, your stream, will help so that all those nutrients don't flow directly into the water body. So a little bit of buffer is something the average everyday Joe can do if they must have that beautifully manicured lawn that we also desire.
And I know, Biz, that the Coalition has been active in also dealing with things like lawn fertilizers and that kind of thing and discouraging that.
That's absolutely true. I have a buffer on my lawn. It may not be pretty, but it does the job. And the other thing that I want to mention about this is that the Coalition has sponsored workshops focused on hoping that people will learn to implement best management practices on their property, because each one of us who has property on the lake has got to be a steward of that lake and has to understand the responsibility and accountability for the quality of water in that lake. As we extend from the individual lakes and the individual property owners and broaden our interest to watersheds, we've got a lot of different things that we have to look at, and that's logging practices, other kinds of on-the-land practices which may relate to the economy of the area, particularly up here where logging is an important industry. We have to look at those kinds of practices and see if they're contributing to some of the problems that we have with our water. And I'm sure that there are many other things besides that that the scientists who will be out in the field starting this spring will be looking at.
Well, we also have things in the water, too. I mean, we've got some invasive species.
Oh. We do have a few invasive species. We're not too bad, though. So it's great right now. I mean, it's not great, but it's good that we're not, like, horrible. We do have things that we can work on with invasive species. So this will also help maybe help promote some more education that we can do so people are more aware of the invasive species. How do they affect the fish that we all love to go after, you know, or swimming? So it's, it's part of the process too.
Well, of course, the DNR has been pretty active about, the boating thing. And we, of course, obviously get a lot of people that come up here to go fishing and recreate in the boundary waters. And it's a good idea to be sure that you don't have anything hanging on your boat when you put it in the water. So any timetable? When are we going to start having some informational sessions?
Next spring, we're going to have some informational sessions. What we'll do this winter is plan this project out. Biz and I are doing the civic engagement portion of this, so we'll be working a lot with educating the community, answering questions, holding some information sessions. There's great opportunities if people would like to be involved in the process. They can help out with collecting data, provide some history of the area, because the history and how the landscape has changed over time is really important in this whole process and the big picture. We need monitors for lakes. We need monitors for streams. Some of the stream activity, those of you who like to get down and dirty, they're going to be looking at the invertebrates in there. So you can look at different insects. If you're fly fishermen, this is great education. So lots of ways to be involved in the project and the process. So we'll start to put out some information sessions and information in the spring.
And you'll be sure to let us know so that we can let everybody else know as well, because I think that it might be a good idea not only to have our local people involved, but to get some of the folks that come up here frequently during the summer.
That's a very, very good idea, because what we want to do is build a community of stakeholders here, people who really will take responsibility for their water resources and for the lands around
them. It's a matter of housekeeping. Right?
Yes,
I love that. I love that. Okay. That's a great comment.
Okay, Biz Clark is with the Coalition of Lake Associations, and Elena Berg is the County Water Plan Coordinator. Thank you both for coming in, and I'm sure we'll talk with you in the future, because this really affects everybody and everybody's quality of life, not just the quality of the water.
Thank you both.
Thank you.